This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Monday, July 26, 2021, and these are the headlines. The Bureau of Customs Port of Davao seized four 40-footer containers of illegally imported onions valued at 4.9 million pesos on July 21. The belated report revealed that based on intelligence reports, the containers arrived at the Tepasco Wharf on July 19, 2021 and were said to contain 2,500 packages of pastries from China. District Collector Erasto Sandino B. Austria already issued a warrant of seizure and detention against these illicit articles for violating Section 1400 or misdeclaration of goods description of Republic Act No. 10863, otherwise known as the Customs Modernization and Tariff Act. Further, the misdeclared items were not covered by a sanitary and phytosanitary import clearance and commodity clearance from the Bureau of Plant Industry pursuant to Department of Agriculture Administrative Order No. 2 Series of 2020. Meanwhile, the Davao City Police Office will deploy personnel today to the Freedom Park to enforce physical distancing among the rallyists who are expected to stage a protest in time for President Rodrigo Duterte's last State of the Nation address. City Police Director Kirby Kraft said rallyists should follow the minimum public health standard, and that is why the number is limited. The same setup is being adopted at the Freedom Park with seats prepared for the rallyists. In business, the economies of Cagayan de Oro and Gingoog cities took a beating after health authorities implemented the enhanced community quarantine from July 16 to July 31. Myla Faye Aurora Carino, director of the National Economic Development Authority 10, said that for Cagayan de Oro, estimated economic losses could reach 143 million peso a day since July 16 after the city implemented the strict quarantine measures. She said stores, restaurants, and malls took a serious beating, losing 123 million peso a day. For Gingoog City, Carino said its economy nosedived with estimated losses reaching 10 million pesos a day since July 16. You are listening to the audio edition of Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, please log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.